We're celebrating America's 250th birthday. 250 years, a look back.
As even casual listeners to this program are likely now aware, Sullivan County has a number of connections to the American War for Independence. And there are quite a number of men, and some women, who distinguished themselves during that trying time. But not many have had a community named after them. I'm John Conway, Sullivan County historian and co-chair of the County Semi-Quincentennial Commission, and I'll have a look back at Sergeant John Graham right after this.
Fort Delaware Museum of Colonial History is celebrating America's 250th birthday this year with special programming, special merchandise, and a renewed synergy with the Minisink Battleground Park and the Battle of Minisink. Fort Delaware is a living history museum telling the story of colonial America through the lives of those who lived in Cushatunk, the first permanent European settlement in the Upper Delaware. A visit to Fort Delaware will immerse you in the colonial era. You'll learn about the hardships of living on the frontier and how and why the Revolutionary War divided the settlement, with some residents remaining loyal to Great Britain and others embracing independence. It's the perfect place for a family outing this year as America celebrates its 250th birthday. Fort Delaware is located on the Upper Delaware Scenic Byway at 6615 Route 97 in Narrowsburg, New York. Reopened for the 2026 season, Fort Delaware is owned by Sullivan County and operated by the Delaware Company.
On September 5th, 1778, a small contingent of militia from Fort Honk near present-day Kerhonkson set out in pursuit of a group of Tories and Native Americans who had raided a nearby settlement known as Pine Bush. In command of the contingent was Sergeant John Graham, who some sources say was temporarily given the rank of lieutenant as part of his command. Only a couple of Graham's men had any experience in frontier warfare, and this shortcoming would prove their undoing. While in pursuit of the marauders and without gaining sight of them, the men stopped for a rest. The spot they chose made them ripe for an ambush. No rat ever walked more unconsciously into a trap than did the brave but rash Graham, historian James Eldridge Quinlan wrote nearly a century later. Without knowing it, he and his party were as completely in the power of the enemy as if they had been a covey of partridges in a fowler's net. An indeterminate number of men were killed in what has become known as the Battle of Chestnut Woods, or the Massacre at Chestnut Woods, and although a group of soldiers were later sent to bury them, no one today is quite sure where the graves are. John Graham was one of those men killed that day, and when the community that grew up nearby was granted a post office in 1828, it was officially named Grahamsville in his honor. It is an honor shared by only a few other Revolutionary War heroes in Sullivan County. A Look Back is a collaboration between the Delaware Company and the Sullivan County Semi-Quincentennial Commission, produced exclusively for Bold Gold Media. I'm John Conway.